Hare Krishna. The mind that is clean is serene. Today our culture is fast-paced, stress-filled, urbanized, and it causes so much anxiety and agitation to the mind that a peace of mind becomes a very wanted and at the same time a very elusive commodity. People seek to gain some peace by various means. Many people think that by going to some peaceful setting like a beach or a mountain top and seeing the calmness of nature, by a communion with nature, they feel that they will attain peace. Such retreat from passionate places can certainly offer from some relief, but it doesn't address that which is the primary cause of the loss of peace of mind, and that's why it does not provide the essential component required for peace of mind. That essential component is purification. In the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 27th verse, Lord Krishna says, Prashanta manasam hiyenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. Krishna says, Prashanta manasam hiyenam. Prashanta manasam. The mind becomes very peaceful. Shanta is peaceful. Prashanta is very deeply, unshakably peaceful. Enam, that person. Who is that person? Yoginam sukham uttamam. That yogi who has a peaceful mind also experiences uttama sukha, transcendental happiness. What is the reason for this? Upaiti shanta rajasam. Rajasa is the mode of passion. Shanta, that has become pacified. So external peace comes when there is internal pacification of the mode of passion. Brahma bhutam akalmasham. Brahma bhutam. Brahma bhuta is the spiritual platform. Akalmasham, that which is freed from all contaminations. So when one is at that Brahman platform, freed from all contaminations, then that means one is pure, one is clean. So the soul as Satchitananda, as a part of God, is originally pure. But the external contamination of the mode of passion makes it impure. And then Krishna says that when there is akalmasham, then there is prashanta. So the prashanta, the peace, is there when there is purification. So the mind that is clean is serene. Now, what is it in about impurities that takes away our peace of mind? Actually, impurities hyperactivate our imagination. They make us infatuated with various worldly things which we imagine will provide us enjoyment. And then we start pursuing those things. And all the complexities and the anxieties that result when we pursue worldly things which are actually in this world limited and our desires are unlimited. And there are so many people with so many desires. So naturally it leads to competition, it leads to stress, and it leads to loss of peace of mind. So the impure mind, by becoming attached to too many things and making us anxious about possessing those things and imagining that by getting those things we'll become happy, it endangers us to endless labor and ceaseless anxieties. On the other hand, when the mind is pure, mind is clean, so then that mind is able to focus on the truly important things in life. Even materially speaking, there are more important things and there are less important things. A student who wants to study and at the same time there is some music or sports or something which is distracting, and the student will not be able to focus. And person who is able to focus will be more productive. So there's a person can stay, a person who has this clean mind does not attach to these such things which are not very important, and can stay focused on important things and stay undistracted even amidst alluring or agitating circumstances. More importantly, the mind that is clean can meditate much more easily on the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And that supreme reality is ultimately the source of all serenity. And what is wonderful about Krishna and thinking about Krishna is that the way to serenity and the way to a clean mind, which will bring serenity, are the same. That means thinking about Krishna will give us serenity, but thinking about Krishna will also make our mind clean. Because Krishna is supremely pure and supremely purifying. So by meditating on Him, we cleanse our mind, and by cleansing the mind, we attain serenity. So, now, is it easy to meditate on Krishna in more natural settings? Yes, it may be, because the external distractions are less, then we can focus more. But that's not necessary. Actually, remembering Krishna is easiest in those places where Krishna's presence is most manifest. In vibrant spiritual centers like temples. And it doesn't matter whether these temples are in urban settings or rural settings. If Krishna's presence is manifest through the presence of His beautiful deities, through the recitation of His kirtans, through the various devotional activities, then that itself will lead to a very joyful, to very great peace within. And it will clean and it will pacify. So that's why the devotees focus not so much on going on the natural setting. Those who are serious spiritualists, they focus on more on going on spiritual settings where the devotional presence of Krishna is manifest. And as we cultivate devotion more and more, then our capacity to remember Krishna increases. And how does that happen? Because when we try to think of Krishna more diligently with a devotional attitude, Krishna becomes pleased and reveals His presence more and more to us. And when He reveals His presence more and more, because He is the source of all serenity, then we can sense His presence, we can live in His presence in all settings. And that's how serenity becomes a constant reality for us. And in that way, by meditating on Krishna, we can make our mind clean and serene. Thank you. Hare Krishna.